And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show I've got lined up for you. My guests today are Brenda Sanchez, the owner of El Paricio Italian and Mexican Restaurant, and also Dawson Goforth, I love that name, with Christian Brothers Grading. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Joe Biden is the most liberal candidate for president in history. If Biden wins, he'll pass a $4 trillion tax hike, pack the judiciary with liberal judges, allow left-wing lawlessness in the streets. Biden is openly planning to violate our Second Amendment rights. Listen to what Biden told Anderson Cooper.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Gun bans, buyback programs, regulations and restrictions designed to stop you from exercising your constitutional Second Amendment rights.
Bingo, you're right.
Taking our guns, trampling our conservative values. Joe Biden's liberal agenda would demolish our economy and tear the American dream to shreds. Stand up for our rights. Vote in person on November 3rd for Donald Trump.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and in the studio today, I went ahead and combined my guests, and what a fun way to do this. I just think it's a fun, interactive way. We're here with Brenda Sanchez, owner of El Paricio Mexican and Italian Restaurant, and also Dawson Goforth with Christian Brothers Grading. So we'll go ahead and kind of, you know, just have you guys introduce yourselves. Go ahead and say hello.
I'm Dawson Goforth, and I am the owner of Christian Brothers Grading.
And my name is Brenda Sanchez, and I'm the owner of El Paraíso Mexican-Italian Restaurant.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. So, Dawson, we'll go ahead and start with you and just kind of ask you, like, some basic questions, because you're one of our newest members of the Chamber of Commerce. And so I think that's really interesting. I always want to ask people, like, why did you join the chamber? You know, why, you know, did you hear how awesome we were?
You know, I talked to a few buddies of mine that had mentioned, you know, the new job coming up, and I was walking out of the gym, and I just had put a few things to prayer, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go see Lorette today, and I did, and
yeah,
here we are.
It's awesome. I love that, you know, especially construction, you know, people do tend to not, you know, construction workers tend to not join the chamber because they're like, well, we have enough work. But it really is one of the things that we do get asked a lot, you know, do you know anyone good in construction? Do you know anyone reliable? Do you know anyone that can do paving, asphalt? I mean, we get all these questions because a lot of people are wanting to do just the small jobs, you know, on whether for their businesses or things like that. So it's really great that you came over to the Chamber of Commerce. What is your business?
You know, speaking of small projects, that's what I specialize in is custom dirt work. You know, when people want to go build their house out in the mountains, that's what I do. And, you know, it can be on the flatland too, but that's what I specialize in is up in the hills and mountains. And
dirt work.
We're a professional service. We do house pads, driveways, land grading, road grading, lawn grading, landscape, sloping and resloping, drainage installation, final grades, and we have fast response times and free quotes.
Wow. So Dawson, how long have you been doing this? Because it sounds like you've been doing it for quite some time.
I've been doing this. My dad bought me my first Gannon tractor when I was 5 years old. And so I've been doing this a long time since I was big enough to sit on that gas tank of my dad's dozer. I was there doing that. So I've been doing it professionally for about 35 years. And finally, I've decided to stop making everybody else rich and try myself, you know.
So that's kind of what made you go over. So now you're in a business for yourself.
Well, correct.
And you've only been your brand new business.
Right. And I worked for FAN for a couple years there and got started with FAN, and they treated me real good. And I just had a really bad injury, and I was laying there doing some soul searching as I was healing. And I decided to pull the trigger, and here we are.
Yeah, and what a trigger to pull. I mean, because that's especially during COVID.
Yeah, it was absolutely the toughest thing.
A pandemic.
It was the toughest thing I have ever done with the COVID and trying to get permits and things like that. It's never a tougher forum than right now. And it's just a matter of just continually pressing on and making the phone calls and showing up, and things will fall into place, and they have. You know, I finally got my first grading permit, and I started that this morning.
That's fantastic.
And so I'm waiting on a septic permit to come through, and that's the first septic as well, and that was an absolute fist fight to get that as well. You know, just the playing phone tag with the county was amazing. You know, it's a different person in that office every day, and so it makes it a really tough deal.
Yeah. But at least, so you've got your license and you're good to go.
Yep. I'm working underneath a buddy of mine's license. I'm putting foot tracks towards my own. I'm working towards a KA1 right now so I can do everything. And, you know, I don't want to be a guy that can show up and do the whole shoot and match for you. You know,
excellent.
You know, that seems to make sense to me to be able to show up and do the water, the sewer, the house pad and everything.
What
else is
a house pad?
It's where you build your house on and so you got to be compact.
So it's actually
material,
a house
you know?
Pad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there
it's
you go.
It's a flat spot where you build your house.
I'm like, I had no idea what a house pad was. I'm like, you're talking French.
Well, there's a lot that goes into a house pad, you know. It's not just a pile.
So the house pad is like the pre where they before they pour the concrete and all that
right,
stuff.
Right.
Oh, gotcha. The base of the home.
Right.
So you got to have a good house pad before you have a good house.
Exactly.
All right. That's and then you exactly. do grading and explain. I actually don't really know what grading is. Besides,
well, it's
like,
pulling
back some dirt or making concrete.
Pretty much what I do is I make things pleasing to the eye, you know. At the end of the day, and my final product is got to be pleasing to the eye, and it's got to be on grade. So that's why they call it grading, because there's a grade I have to be on, and there's these little things called hubs that get driven into the ground to grade, and then I have to hit the top of them, and it's called blue topping, and that's when you're finishing the pad to a level
okay,
of grade.
So like for a house or
right,
for
right.
Like new buildings or anything like that.
Correct.
Gotcha. Correct. Oh, see, I just learned a lot. I totally learned. Yeah.
Me too.
I had no idea that this even. And so some of the things that you said that you do is lawn grading.
Yeah, and that's just basically putting in, you know, the lawn itself, the sprinkler system.
So if you were looking at landscaping or you wanted to make your house look prettier.
Right. There's a little more that goes into a lawn because you got to come in and put down something that grass will grow in. So you got to put a layer of compost down before, you know, you put your grass in. But, yeah, they do all that too.
Gotcha. So you can do pretty much jack of all trades here.
Right. And,
like.
I mean, we mess with real turf and you know, the fake stuff, too. I get a good deal on that.
Oh, gotcha. Like the turf grass. Is
right,
that what it is?
Right, right.
So the fake artificial grass that looks really nice outside. You're
right.
Like, man, my neighbor has
right.
beautiful grass. There is
the
some, like,
it's fake yeah. Deloret.
That's okay. I'd
there's
rather
some
go
good
fake.
Stuff out there that
yeah.
looks pretty real now.
Yeah, it does, yeah. right? See? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So there's some great stuff. And so you just do, like, a wide variety of things.
Well, I mean, I pretty much want to keep in the, you know, specializing in the dirt work. You
right.
know, that's what I specialize in. But, you know, I've been actually pushed into doing a few other things because I had 5 different septic guys quit on me on my first job. And they were a little scared of the rock up there. And it looks like I'm going to end up doing it because I had 5 guys quit. And I finally went ahead and embarked on doing my first septic extension. And
there
so
you
go.
We go. Well, I mean, there's nothing to be fearful of except, you know, just to go ahead and do it.
Right,
and
right.
There's no better way to learn. I'm just so excited that, you know, you're a brand new company in Chino Valley. And it's really exciting to see, especially people start, you know, bringing in their companies during all this, you know, pandemic and everything that's happening, because it's really interesting. And Brenda has been in with her company for over a year now.
Oh, a year and a couple months, yeah.
A year and a couple months. And
yeah.
You guys, I mean, how did you guys handle the whole pandemic?
It wasn't easy, that's for sure. But we handled it with the to-go only. That was difficult. We had to kind of close down. We only had a couple of people working, and takeout doesn't really bring much in, but it helped. We got the support of our community helping. We even had people from Prescott come and help and do takeout and pick up their food. So it was tough, but we definitely survived through
it. Well, you guys were also selling some pantry items.
We were also selling pantry items like flour, yeast, beans, rice, eggs, and believe it or not, even toilet paper.
I don't know. I've actually purchased some flour from you guys. I didn't realize it was like a big thing of industrial flour. I'm like, okay, I was thinking like the little flour that you get at the store. No, it was ginormous. Like,
well, that's what we get through our vendors.
Yeah,
so that's
well,
what we try to help.
It's just a Costco flour. You know?
Well, you have flour for at least a year now.
Yeah, the worst part is I'm not a baker whatsoever, so I've been like passing it out. Everyone's going to get mason jars for Christmas of flour. He's going to be like, here, Merry Christmas. Here you go.
Here you go, make some biscuits.
Or, you know, exactly, maybe, you know, all the stuff we stockpiled on, toilet paper here.
A toilet paper tree.
Exactly, toilet paper Christmas tree. I know, it's just going to be a different thing. Dawson, it's so great that at least we got a chance to talk to you and about what you do and all the different things that you do. I love the story that you got involved in this. I mean, since 5 years old, so you already knew what your calling was. That's a miracle. I mean, that's amazing to
yeah.
me because I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah.
It's like every day. It's like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? So anyway, Dawson, thank you so much. Dawson Goforth, we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 9. Did you recently receive a raise at work? Congratulations! Now it's time to also give your retirement savings a raise. Every time you get a bump in pay, increase the contribution amount to your retirement accounts and watch your savings grow. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years. It can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
My name is Zachary Ortiz, and I'm a family medicine doctor here in Phoenix. I treat everyone from newborns to seniors. I see every day how this pandemic is hurting Arizona families. It's not just the virus. Many of my patients have lost their jobs and their health insurance. That's why it's so frustrating to see Martha McSally making it harder for my patients to receive care. Martha McSally repeatedly voted to gut protections for pre-existing conditions. She voted for an age tax that would let insurance companies charge people older than 50 five times more. And she voted to cut funding for rural hospitals. Now Martha McSally is holding up the HEROES Act, which would help our hospitals and get Arizona families back on track. She's making this crisis worse. Tell Martha McSally to stop attacking our health care and to pass the HEROES Act.
Advancing AZ is responsible for the content of this ad, paid for by Advancing AZ, advancingaz.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Sun Valley Diesel, everything they do is designed to keep you on the road. From routine maintenance to engine rebuilds, Sun Valley Diesel is the go-to place for diesel trucks of every size and shape. Truck on in to Sun Valley Diesel and Tire Repair on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix trucks for a living. Keep on trucking with Sun Valley Diesel and Truck Repair."
Nehekeya. Our land.
Nehuigowa.
Our home.
Itom yo lutu uria.
Our culture.
Tatuaka gimbiha.
Our future.
Nivayutamam vaichye meevcha.
Our decision. There is much on the ballot this year. We must band together in the interests of future generations. Arizona is our home. We will not let its future be decided by others. We will not leave this decision to others. We demand respect, and that demand is heard at the ballot box. The federal government and Phoenix must work with all tribes to invest in education, healthcare, housing, and infrastructure. That cooperation comes when we are heard. Be heard this November. Vote. Sponsored by One Arizona.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We're here with Brenda Sanchez, one of the owners of El Paricio, Mexican-Italian restaurant, and Dawson Goforth with Christian Brothers Grading. So we just talked to Dawson. Thanks so much for letting us know, Dawson, all the great things that you do. And next we'll be talking to Brenda. Brenda, tell us a little bit about the restaurant, because, you know, people are like, it's a Mexican-Italian. I mean, is it like, you know, spaghetti tacos, or what am I going to be eating over there?
By the way, spaghetti tacos is our specialty.
No, I'm like, are they good?
No, so the Mexican-Italian, it comes from, so we have an Italian chef, which is my brother-in-law. And we have the Mexican chef, which is my husband, and we just serve both foods. It just kind of came together where we serve both types of food, but there's nothing mingle there for you. I'm sorry.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about this is it's basically two brothers
yes.
that have come together to start this restaurant. So did one have a love for Italian and one had the love for Mexican food, or how did
that work? Well, obviously we're Mexican, so that kind of came naturally. As to do the Mexican food, and then the Italian food came from my brother-in-law, like I said, and he worked in an Italian restaurant for a couple of years, and he felt confident, and we decided just to open the restaurant with our love of Mexican food and with his expertise in Italian food.
It's really a great combination because it really hits, like, you know, there's times where, you know, when I go out, I want tacos or maybe I want something else Italian. But the Italian, they're both wonderful. I mean, I just love them both. But I love that you can go and get both things.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose between the one or the other, you know. It's usually like if you go to a Hispanic restaurant, you can only get, you know, Mexican food.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, even the salads and everything that you guys prepare, it's fresh. And your mother-in-law also
is there, yes. She is in the kitchen, obviously, most of the time there. She's in the kitchen. She helps the boys prepare all the food in the morning. And then she stays there mostly all day helping us, you know, in the kitchen, kind of like washing dishes. Anything that the boys need, she is there to help them out. It's
what
a family-owned
yeah,
business.
Family-owned business. The mother is involved as well. And she makes some of the sauces and
she makes the sauces. She, like I said, she helps in everything in any way that she can help the boys. And she's a big help, a big blessing to the boys to be able to help and have that liberty to be able to help all day. It's a lot of work to be there all day, just like the boys are there all day. She's there also all day helping them out. She does get a day or two there off.
Right. And what are your hours of operation?
So our hours right now, because of COVID, it's from 2 to 8. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And then Friday and Saturday, it's 2 to 9. We are closed Mondays, but we're going to be opening for lunch again
Yay!
Next year. You're so happy about that.
Yes, definitely. Any lunch spot, I love lunch.
Yeah, so we'll be opening for lunch now at 11. And at the end of the year, so beginning of next year, we'll be opening for lunch again.
And you guys have different specials throughout the week?
We do have a special throughout the week. We try to do a special almost every day. If it's a popular special, we leave it for one or two days. We also have cocktails of the day. We have wine of the day and then beer of the day as well.
Yeah, I know. I saw that you guys did a shot the other day. It was like a zombie something.
It was a zombie gut shot for the spirit of Halloween. So
green or what?
No, it was orange, by the way. Yeah, so it's a little, it was two mixed drinks there and made it orange.
I just, when I think zombie guts, I don't know why I thought green instantly. I was like, it's kind of something green, but orange makes sense too.
Yeah, so it was orange, but it was very popular, very yummy. If you like, it's a fireball based shot. So if you like fireball, that's what we had. We can still get it even though Halloween is over.
It's over. Yeah, you guys have incredible different specials always listed on there. Where are you guys located?
So we're located in Chino Valley. Our address is 1150 North Highway 89, next to Sonic and between Sonic and then that hardware store, A2Z hardware store. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are right in the middle of those two.
We're right in the middle.
Yeah, and so you guys have been in business over a year.
Over a year. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary back in July. So.
And that's amazing, especially during this whole time.
COVID was definitely a hard obstacle to go through, but thankfully, like I said, with the support of Chino Valley, even Prescott Valley, our customers came all over to do takeout, and we are still here.
Yeah, there was a lot that you guys offered, especially your menu is pretty extensive too. I mean, like, it's pages and pages. It's kind of amazing, you know, that you guys are so young doing this. I mean, you guys are young entrepreneurs.
Definitely. So my husband's in his 30s. He'll be 30 next month.
Wow.
And my brother-in-law is 25, I believe. And I just turned 28.
Happy
so
birthday.
Thank you. And so it was a very scary kind of jump. You know, we were very young. We thought we had, you know, the experience that we needed. But let me tell you, once you open a restaurant, you realize that it goes, there's a lot into it than just opening a restaurant and having good food, you know. But we decided to kind of just jump on it. You only have a chance to open your own business once.
Or twice.
But when you have the opportunity to do it at a young age, you kind of have to jump on it, you know.
Yeah. You guys are definitely young entrepreneurs. And like I said, I can't, you know, just going through it at this year.
Well, we didn't expect COVID to hit or anything like this to hit in our first year. So just to get that support so early on, us opening, it was amazing. It really was.
And congratulations, you guys won an award.
We did. We won two this year, actually. We won Business of the Year.
Awesome.
A couple months back. And we just won, our most recent one is Best Mexican Food and or Best Mexican Restaurant, I believe, in Yavapai County.
Yeah. Wow, so awesome. That's really great, right? That's fantastic, especially, like I said, because you guys are young. And so you guys have, I mean, just the spirit is there. You have a great wait staff. And I have to say, your place is really clean.
Thank you. I really pride on our cleanliness, not just because of COVID, but, you know, it's the first impression that people get is if your dining area is clean, the kitchen is clean. And so I really, my waiters are probably thinking, yes, Brenda, we cleaned. But you know what? I like a good cleaning environment to people feel comfortable sitting and eating at a restaurant, even with COVID or not COVID. You know, I want to have a good space, cleaning space as well for everybody.
Yeah, that's how I am with my home. If it's not clean, like I can't feel like rested or I feel like uneasy. And
like you want to go clean it?
Right. And I do. But, you know, having a 4-year-old does, I mean, how do they make a mess in 2 minutes? It's gone. And like your whole cleaning list, you know, you just cleaned and it's gone in 2 minutes. So I admire that your restaurant is nice and clean.
Well, thank you. We really pride. My waiters do an amazing job in cleaning it. I have a good team right now. I do. My waiters are amazing. They do a good job cleaning and, you know, waiting on the tables, good customer service, always having a smile, even though you can't see it right now with the mask, but they always have a smile on their face.
But you can see it with their eyes.
You can see it with the eyes, that's
you
for sure,
yes. You definitely see a smile through the eyes.
Yes.
So, and they are. They've done really well. And then you guys did something special was it last week, 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago.
And then you presented today, so I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so we did a Save a Cop Night. It was on October 21st, so it was a Wednesday, and what we did was we gave 30% to the Chino Valley Police. They needed, it was a project. It was a Shield 616 project. So we heard that they needed help fundraising some money for these shields. And we decided to give them that one night, and we gave 30% of what we made on that night.
So it was for the inside of their vest.
It's like a protection inside
the
of their vest.
The rifle plates, exactly. And then the ballistic helmets.
Ballistic helmets, yes. Yeah. So we decided to help them in any way that we can, so which way in donating that money, and it was an amazing night. Very successful. Chino Valley came out and supported our Chino Valley Police Station with these shields, and we gave them away the check. We gave the check today. So we ended up raising over $1,000. It was like $1,200-something.
And that was a joint effort.
It was a joint effort with the Chino Valley Lionesses and obviously the Chino Valley Chamber as well.
Yeah, so it was a really great thing for, it was called Save a Cop Night, like you said. Mm-hmm. And how much did you guys end up giving? Because today is when you presented the check.
Today we presented the check. We have pictures on our Facebook page.
I know, already. So that
I
went by
know,
fast.
Exactly. The Chino Valley Police Department posted a couple pictures of us with the boys and our waiters and the lionesses, and the total was $1,273.61 from that night.
Yeah, and that was 30% of the proceeds.
That was 30% of the proceeds, yes.
And so that's a really great thing that you guys did for the Chino Valley Police Department.
Yes.
So hopefully that helps them with their fundraising efforts.
Absolutely, and they were so grateful. You know, it was a busy night, very crazy, busy. My kitchen and my waiters were probably, you know, done for a couple weeks now. They were very happy that night was over, but it was for a good cause, and it was just amazing that everybody came out and helped and support.
Right. Even you have a back room over there, and so the back room was filled.
We have a banquet room right now. Well, we've always had that banquet room, but we finally kind of cleaned it up and everything, and that room was also full with people and helping and support and trying to get these proceeds for this project. But, yeah, that back room and our main dining area were full.
And so you just mentioned the keyword banquet room. Is it available for rent? How do people go about it? Because, you know, right now people are planning their Christmas party, their, you know, things like that. So
yeah, so we actually are accepting reservations for Christmas parties now. Okay. I actually already have a couple lined up already.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. People are getting on it. People are done with COVID, kind of. They want to go out and have their Christmas party. Yeah, so we have a banquet room. We've had up to 60 people in that room, and we are accepting reservations for Christmas parties. So if you guys want to reserve a date for our banquet room, you know, give us a call.
Yeah, especially your organizations are meeting. You want a great place to try the food. You know, this is a really great opportunity.
Yeah, and what we have been doing is if you use our food, our drinks, you know, the room is free. If not, there is a small cost to use our room.
Right, gotcha. So you can at least, and let me ask you the question of the hour that I want to know. Are you guys open for Thanksgiving?
Good question.
So you guys are still bantering
we are still thing? Trying to manage, but we're trying to see what we did last year. Last year we were open, and we're just trying to work some numbers. We might be open, but if we are, we're going to
be open.
We will be putting it all over our Facebook page if we are. So, again, if you need a place to go eat turkey and you don't want to make a dinner for two.
Okay, so it's going to be turkey.
So we will have the Thanksgiving pit special.
What about turkey enchiladas?
We can make you some turkey enchiladas, yes. Only for you, though. Especially for you.
Because, you know, it's like you're already turkeyed out.
So if we are open for Thanksgiving, we will have a Thanksgiving dinner like we did last year. We had turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. But at this
pie.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have pumpkin pie.
Why?
Well, because we have, we might be making...
Oh, pumpkin pie shots.
We'll have a special dessert. We'll make something out of special dessert, but for right now, we're still debating whether or not to be open for Thanksgiving, and if we are, it will be blasted all over our Facebook page, so follow us on Facebook if you need a place to go for Thanksgiving.
Where do I find you on Facebook?
On Facebook, we're at El Paraíso 19. Just follow us.
19?
Yeah, 19, because we opened in 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was already... 1 through 18.
No, we did 119 because we opened in 2019.
Gotcha.
But follow us on Facebook if we have our specials on there every day, our cocktail of the day or beer wine of the day. We have our specials. Any news that we have, we always put it on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Gotcha. And so we can go to your restaurant, find out information. If we want to do a call-in order takeout, we call the restaurant?
You call the restaurant at 928-636-4060.
I know, it always has a little
hard. I know, I'm like,
I don't call my own number.
I do not, but it's 4060.
So anybody can call the restaurant for any kind of tago orders or anything like that. What is your favorite thing on the menu?
On which side? I get that question a lot, but, you know, we have Mexican and Italian. So on our Italian side, I must say it's our mussels. We have delicious mussels and a red sauce. It's to die for.
Yeah, it is.
And our Mexican side, you know, I would say probably our carne asada. You know, we let it marinate for 24 hours before we even use it. So it's very nice and tender and juicy. So I would definitely say carne
Perfect.
Asada. Yeah.
And Dawson, we got to get you out there.
Yeah, you know.
I'm there now. Now
he knows where we're located.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. You guys have a great mix of the two, which really makes it great. I love that we can, you know, have both the Italian and the Mexican food. It pleases all sorts of family members.
It pleases all couples. You know, maybe you want Italian, mm-hmm. and, you know, we have a side salad, we have pasta, and then your husband or whoever wants Mexican enchiladas or carne asada or burrito. So a lot of, we get that a lot. You know, my husband wanted Mexican, but I wanted Italian. Well, we came to you. So.
And that just definitely helps out a lot. What an exciting and an interesting, you know, venture, too, because you don't see many restaurants, you know, combining the two. And I just love the story behind it. It's so great. Thank you so much, Brenda. And we'll be back with both of you guys to talk a little bit more on Tino Valley Talk of the Town. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town.
Liberal activists want to defund our police. They are tearing down statues, inciting violence, and trying to rewrite American history. This is Senator Karen Fann urging you to vote Republican up and down your ballot because Republicans are the party of law and order. While liberal Democrats want to take cops off the street, Republicans are fighting to keep your family safe. We need good Republicans to invest in law enforcement. This is Senate President Karen Fann reminding you to return your early ballot and vote Republican, the only party fighting to keep our neighborhood safe.
Paid for and authorized by Elect Karen Fann, LD1. Senate.
There's violence in the streets. Liberal activists are taking over cities run by Democrats. Police officers are being ambushed in broad daylight and criminals are being empowered. Now, those same liberal activists are trying to take over Arizona. You are the only one who can stop these violent takeovers by casting your vote for all Republicans from top to bottom on your ballot. Voting Republican is a vote for safe neighborhoods and law and order.
Paid for and authorized by Elect Karen Fann, LD1 Senate.
Load up the RV and hit the road.
To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In rural communities like ours, we look out for each other. We work hard and don't expect much in return, just a fair shot. But right now, we're facing challenges like never before. Unemployment is high. Jobs still get shipped overseas. This pandemic rages on. Joe Biden knows the challenges we face here are unique. That's why he'll be laser-focused on helping us recover.
My plan will help create new, good-paying jobs in manufacturing and innovation. Create them right here in the United States of America. So the future is made in America.
And under Joe's plan, anyone making less than $400,000 won't pay a penny more in taxes. And big corporations will pay their fair share for a change. Because Joe knows America's greatest economic engine isn't Wall Street. It's small towns like ours. And that's who he's fighting for every day.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president. And I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130, Mad 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, KQ&A. Back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with news headlines and a check of your weather forecast from the Talk of the Quad Cities. An election eve tradition that was started by the late Senator John McCain will continue in Prescott after Senator Barry Goldwater launched his presidential campaign in 1964. In Prescott, McCain made it a point to launch his Senate campaigns on the steps of the Yavapai County Courthouse. Later, these stops turned into election eve rallies, and when he ran for president in 2008, he made his final stop in Prescott. During the last presidential election eve rally 4 years ago, Governor Doug Ducey was among the guest speakers.
It's great to be back in Yavapai County. And there's no place like Prescott, Arizona on election eve. I remember being here before the election, and Yavapai County delivered, and we won across the board.
2 years later, Ducey hosted a rally after McCain passed away. Just a few months earlier, the governor paid tribute to the late senator.
John's memory remains close to all of us here in Arizona, and we hold it dearly. The McCain impact on our state is as true as the Grand Canyon is wide. wide.
Ducey is scheduled to be back on the Prescott Courthouse steps at 7 o'clock tonight for an Election Eve rally. Also scheduled to appear are Senator Martha McSally, State Treasurer Kelly Yee, and Arizona GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward. Meanwhile, you can join us for live election coverage beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Due to dry and windy conditions, Prescott National Forest officials are extending fire restrictions.
Stage 1 restrictions mean igniting, building, or using a fire is prohibited, along with smoking, except within an enclosed vehicle or building. Discharging a firearm, except while hunting, is restricted. Forest spokeswoman Debbie Manili says with the current weather conditions, it's no surprise the more than 9,500-acre horse fire started near Crown King earlier this month.
Very dry. It's chaparral and juniper fuels in there. And as you know, in Arizona, we did not receive very much moisture during the monsoon. It's warm during the days.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan White explains the outlook for rain this fall isn't great.
The present indications are for above normal temperatures for the winter season, and chances for normal precipitation are not very good.
The Prescott area had its second driest season with just over 1 inch of precipitation versus a normal amount of 6.5 inches. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 at 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hey, Arizona, how does an extra $900 per year back in your Social Security sound? Then maybe it's time to look at Medicare Advantage plans from WellCare. WellCare believes in supporting your health and your well-being. And the WellCare Dividend HMO plan does exactly that. You keep more money in your pocket while enjoying extra benefits like dental and vision coverage. To learn more about your options and get back some extra money in your Social Security, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-699-3552. WellCare. Beyond healthcare, a better you. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans is an HMO PPO PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plan depends on contract renewal. Please contact WellCare for details. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Call 1-877-699-3552 for more information.
The Liberal Democrats have spent millions lying about Martha McSally's record on health care. Why? Because Martha McSally opposes their government-run health care scheme that would raise your taxes, kick 178 million Americans off employer-sponsored health insurance and Medicare as we know it, and close rural hospitals.
I'm Martha McSally, and you deserve the truth. I've always supported protecting anyone with a pre-existing condition, and I always will. Mark Kelly knows that. He knows I opposed Obamacare because it raised taxes and took coverage away from Arizonans. But he's using that Obamacare vote to scare you about pre-existing conditions. That's no surprise coming from Mark Kelly.
Martha McSally is fighting to make sure every Arizonan has quality, affordable health care, especially anyone with a pre-existing condition. Martha has dedicated her life to standing up to the powerful and protecting the vulnerable.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and we're here with Brenda Sanchez, one of the owners of El Paricio Mexican and Italian Restaurant in Dawson Go Forth with Christian Brothers Grading. So we talked about both of your businesses and got to learn about, you know, the differences in grading, got to learn about, you know, how you guys started the restaurant. But this is where I kind of wanted to just talk to both of you guys and ask you some questions as business owners. And this is probably, you know, I get a lot of questions on, you know, what does it take to be a new business owner? And so what does it take to be a new business owner? And, you know, what made you decide to open up your own business?
Well, what it takes is a lot of patience. It does not an overnight thing where people come and eat at your restaurant. It takes time and it's word of mouth, to get people into your restaurant. So patience is number one, you know, to get kind of into your business. To get started, you know, it's just, if you have a passion for something, go for it. You know, both my husband and my brother-in-law had a passion and open, you know, because some days are busy, some days are slow, you know, and there's just patience hanging in there. It's not an easy thing.
Right. What about you, Dawson?
I concur with the patience. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. You know, I think it was because of the COVID made it so tough, but it was really tough. And I think that what spurred me to start it was when I went through business college and I heard this number, and this number stuck in my head. And it was a fact that it was in the textbook, and
right.
It said that 99% of the population of the world takes a job for an hourly wage, and 1% starts a business. And I thought to myself, you know what? You know, that number really shocked me. You know, and it stuck, and I just have always had it there. And I think the ceiling that was given to me by my existing company, and then I saw that I was, you know, in that hamster wheel, making money for someone else all the time and getting up at 3:30 in the morning, getting off at 10:30 and living in the desert. And I thought to myself, you know, my wife's hating this. There's a combination of things that pushed me to pull the trigger. And I think that me laying there healing from a major surgery, I had a little bit of time to do some soul searching and start putting one foot in front of the other. And it was kind of like you said, there's so many steps. And if you just make you a list in the morning and start knocking them down,
right,
as you go through your day, it seemed like that's what worked best for me, is just make a list every night in the morning, start knocking them down. And sooner or later, you'll start making some progress and starting, you know, getting some things. I mean, the simple things like the LLC and the business license and all this stuff that comes with the paperwork nightmare that is COVID-19 right now.
Yeah.
Take it a day at a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the phone tag and everything else. It's just it's a matter of being diligent and making your phone calls and showing up. And
just having the passion, seems like.
Yeah.
It's the passion that really, if you don't have the passion to do it, don't do it.
That's true. Very true, you know.
Yeah. So another question for you guys is, and we'll start with you, Dawson. How do you advertise your business?
Well, I went to Tom Printing, and I go to church with Tom, and he treated me real good. And I bought some signs from Tom, and I bought some door hangers and some business cards. And
the door hangers are a great idea because
I just figured if I'm going to take the time to go to someone's home and I have to leave without seeing them, at least I can leave a little something on the door that tells them why I showed up in the first place. And then, you know, as far as the truck, I'm going to put a rocker on the back window with a business name on it. But that's about it. And then you've been so kind to help me get on the radio and get me some exposure here and there. And most of it's just been word of mouth. I'm going to do the Facebook thing, and I'm waiting for my PIN number from Google and all that. But, but other than that, it's just mostly word of mouth, you know.
What about you, Brenda?
I agree also. Word of mouth is a big one. Facebook, to be honest, it has been the best one. Instagram, we just started an Instagram account. Social media is honestly the best advertising you can get, besides word of mouth. And just I have business cards as well that we finally got printed. But Facebook, Instagram is definitely the biggest one to advertise our restaurant.
Perfect. My last question I want to ask you guys is, because, you know, everyone's is looking for a job. So what do you look for in an employee?
So what I look at for an employee, especially a waiter, is personality, a great personality, are hardworking, flexible hours. They can work weekends, weekdays. I am looking to hire at least another waiter because we're going to be opening for lunch. So just the personality. Being a waiter is not always the easiest thing because you have to deal with so many elements. But personality, flexible hours, that's what I'm looking for.
And you, Dawson?
I'm just looking for someone that's, you know, responsible, shows up on time.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Just be there when you're supposed to be there, and I'm not hiring right now. I've got everybody I need right now, but you know, I can see that coming in the future. But
absolutely,
yeah, just and look for someone that's just a good hand. You know, as far as when it comes to equipment, they've got to be good.
Hard help. I mean, good help is hard to find sometimes.
It is very hard.
It is hard.
So Dawson, how do we get a hold of you? And if we need any sort of grading or dirt work?
Okay, my phone number is 928-356-2797. And my email is christianbrosdirt@gmail.com.
Perfect. And Brenda, how do we get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 928-636-4060. And our email address is elparaisorestaurant19@gmail.com.
I want to thank you both for being on the show today. What a great show it was. And I really liked having the two different type of businesses here. And we had a chance to ask you guys, you know, some business questions, because a lot of people are trying to decide, do I open up a business right during this time? So I love that you have done it, Dawson, during this whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. And what a great experience to share with everyone. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
5, 4, 3, 2, Bolton liftoff.
There's a moment after takeoff when all the rattling and banging stops and it becomes clear as day. We're all in this together. And when we remember that, we are unstoppable.
Mark Kelly, Navy fighter pilot, astronaut, candidate for U.S. Senate.
My parents are both cops, and they taught me that the promise of America only works if we all do our part. So I applied to the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy and then served as a Navy combat pilot. I flew 39 combat missions, and everyone required a team that worked together. A team focused on data and facts, not on politics and pettiness. And that's what we need now. This can't be about Republicans or Democrats. This has to be about doing what's best for Arizona. I'm ready to solve the problems of today so that America never stops dreaming about tomorrow. I'm Mark Kelly, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Kelly for Senate.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe. Getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
With Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome, and thank you for joining us today. My guests today were Brenda Sanchez with El Paricio Mexican Italian Restaurant, and we also spoke with Dawson Goforth with Christian Brothers Grading. Here's the time where you take out your calendars and look at what's up and coming. November 4th, which is this Wednesday, we have our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church. It's going to be a really great luncheon. We're going to talk to Laser, and we're also going to have Chino Valley Equestrian Park will be there and talk about all the new things that they're doing with the park and what's really happening with those two businesses and how they have decided to help each other out. So it's going to be a great luncheon this Wednesday. Don't forget to sign up. And also November 17th is our Toys for Tot Mixer, 5 to 6:30 at iRealty in Chino Valley. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.